your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within. With me again, my co-host Brandy Jackson and my good friend Marty Gallagher. Good morning, everybody here.
Good morning.
Hi, Marty. How are you
this
morning?
Super. Couldn't be better.
Okay. You waked up, right?
Oh, waked up. I've been up since 4 a.m.
You already busted some few thousand pounds?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's good. Anyway, we're going to continue today with a subject that we started last week about training and nutrition regimen for weight loss. This is such an important topic, because the majority of people are interested to lean down. You look at the population, you know the situation, the majority of people are overweight, and that includes people who are gym members. That doesn't include obesity, which is reaching epidemic today. And the sad thing is that just when you think that you do the right thing, and you do and you learn all this fancy exercise that you do again and again, even if you try everything that you read in Muscle Magazine, you're going to find yourself so exhausted of getting nowhere that after all, the majority of people, including yourself, may lose the really very chance that you have to really get the real thing. And you may think that, you know what, it's all genetical, and some people are gifted and some people are not. Most people actually give up, I'm telling you. You can see some strong guys, they manage somehow to build strength and muscle mass, but under the skin, there's a body, excessive body fat that they cannot get rid of. And in fact, they have other problems which I'd like to discuss today. Why wrong regimen? It's not just about inability to lose weight. Actually have negative fitness impact that shut you down instead of shatter your progress instead of letting you progress in. Also, we'll talk today about nutritional regimen. It's very, very important to understand again what is the right nutritional regimen to lose weight without losing your life, okay? And obviously we are opening for your Q&A, and I got a few announcements to do. So let's start with the training regimen, continue what we done last time. I'd like to be a little bit more technical for those who thank you very much for these so many emails that I'm receiving. You want to know a little bit more, so here it is. They're official about two kind of muscle fibers, slow and fast. Obviously, the slow fiber is more capable to utilize fat, but it's weak and very, very resilient to fatigue. That means it can endure for hours. The typical opinion in text biology books that slow fiber are good for slow, light, low-impact aerobic conditioning, walking, and mostly posture. Then we got the type fast fiber, which are obviously stronger and faster, but less enduring. They are much more geared towards carb fuel.
Ori, can I interject something really, really quickly there? Back in the 60s, scientists did some experiments on individuals with both fast and slow twitch muscle fiber, and what they found was the marathoners, elite marathoners, had a hard time jumping much more than 18 inches in height, but they could jump their 18 inches in height for sometimes hours. On the other hand, the international level sprinters that they tested, in some cases, could possess vertical leaps of between 36 and 42 inches, but they could only do that a couple of times before their performance nosedived.
Which is a classical example of the difference between the muscle fiber type.
Yep.
We were taught to believe that we need to make a choice. We're going to be either enduring creatures that I usually work more weak and fragile, but we can endure, look at the typical marathon runner. By the way, it's not true. I'll try to prove it soon, but that's what we were taught to believe. Or strong guys who have amazing strength, but for a few seconds, and then they drop down.
And explosiveness.
And exactly. So basically what happened, training methods today are virtually all of them fragmented and targeted. An endurance runner will work on endurance. A sprinter will work on a sprint. A power lifter will work on heavyweight lifting. And in fact, they don't like to conflict. And bodybuilders are a confused community who somehow separate between the two of them, not sure whether they should do aerobic or not. They do aerobic to lose weight. That's the tradition. I'm saying that this is one of the biggest fallacy possible. There will never be enough time in the radio to understand all the mechanism and the science, but let me solve some facts, which I started before. I wrote a book. It's called The Supermuscle Gorilla Workout, which is attached to another report, specially taught. It's called The Supermuscle Phenomena. There is great evidence, at least on the last few years, which started actually 50 or 70 years ago. Scientists are puzzled, I think I mentioned it, on the amazing, outstanding physical superiority of wild apes, gorillas and chimpanzees, who astonishingly share 98% of our genes, and they are not pound-to-pound more muscular than a champion human. Yet they are strong at least 5 times to 10 times more than a human, including female wild monkeys like chimpanzees or gorillas. So it's not just the male silverback that is stronger than us. It's also the females. And guess what? They share 98% of our genes, and they were fighting face-to-face against, competing against champion athletes, not just the Joe Schmo walking the street. Marty and me discussed also another phenomena that scientists and researchers cannot find today, one champion athlete who can match an average military rowing Greek who used to sit in a Greek battle boat and row. We cannot find somebody who can row and endure the same power and strength that these ancient rowers did have. Scientists today believe that our ancestor, if we ever want to learn the muscularity of the Neanderthal or even the late Paleolithic man, we have to go back to the wild apes and not to modern humans. That may carry the secret. Inherently, what happened is that we may very likely carry the same code that our ancestor did carry. Obviously, we carry the same genes of our ancestor and 98% homology to wild apes. So we carry the code hidden within us, programmed within us, to develop this super muscularity with amazing strength and endurance that modern humans do not have, and that including athletes. And why don't we have it? We don't have it because we don't train properly. The idea of writing the CFT, just the basic, those many of you maybe bought the book, but now we came with advanced CFT with a special report to show you the secret code, what is missing today, why all this training, fancy training that you read about, eventually lead to plateau or to nowhere.
Rory, can I interject just for a second? For those folks that are new to the show, CFT is controlled fatigue training.
Thank you.
And one thing that Rory is an absolute innovator on is the idea that there's a third way. Rather than train strictly for endurance, rather than train strictly for absolute strength, there's a third way where you can train in such a fashion that you can literally reconfigure a muscle so that the muscle is able to have the maximum strength output. In addition to that, can generate this strength output for an extended period of time. And this is truly revolutionary.
Thank you, Marty. And you just said he tried, and I want to say, stick to something you just say. It's this muscle capacity to generate force and generate energy. And that leads us to the subject of today, also fat burning, weight loss. If you can build theoretically, and I will prove that it's possible, if you can build this muscularity that can double or triple pound-to-pound energy generation, rest assured that this is the best recipe to lean down. Not just lean down, be healthy. whether it's Chinese medicine, Chinese philosophy, or Western philosophy, or biblical philosophy. The key element in life is energy. Energy, capacity to produce energy, is the key element to keep an organism life vibrant. And the lack of energy, and vice versa, the lack of energy, usually is associated with disease, metabolic shutdown, and aging. So, if we want to have any clue to this fountain of youth, this strength, superior strength, beyond modern human strength, if you ever want to have any clue to how exercise can really benefit fat burning, weight loss, and health, we need to figure out if there is indeed a mechanism that can turn our muscle from either being strong but short energy, short fuse, or endure but very weak and produce energy pound to pound very little, into something which is thought to secure and have the advantages of both. And the code is there, and I showed not just the science, but how to practically do it, at least jumpstart the process of doing it. But let me tell you something else. Look, there's a mechanism, Marty, I think we discussed it a few times. There's an amazing mechanism that at every time in your body will try to convert muscle fiber from one kind to another. Hey, this is an amazing mechanism. It is part of our survival mechanism. And again, survival is the key element of the warrior diet. It's the key element of everything that we should ever base our theories upon, is survival. If anyone do not believe in this magic problem that keep organism alive, which is called survival, we have nothing to discuss. You can leave the radio and go home and have your meal and breakfast and cookies and everything. But if you really want to understand how to improve yourself, you've got to listen to the definition of survival and what happens in the body. That the only thing that makes sense is to understand how our body is programmed to better survive. And this is what's happening. When you exercise, the kind of exercise that you do would give your body a signal to produce certain kind of protein through the ion channel, through the mineral channel, potassium, sodium, and especially calcium channel. You produce certain kind of protein that immediately encode your genes to decide what kind of muscle your body want to produce. So you don't really build muscle instantly, but the signals came coming instantly. And you know what, Marty and Brandy? After a few repetitions, when the body repeats itself the same message, that's when muscle fusion can occur. That's where the immune system gets a certain kind of signal, the muscle gets signal, and the muscle will develop to the direction that you want it to develop. We'll continue it in the next segment, explain how it, again, relates to energy production, weight loss, and then we'll talk about the nutrition.
Back after the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com. Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Thank you to keep listening to us. I know it's a little bit technical, but you know what? It's a very important subject. Just talk to Marty. I mean, the truth, actually, understanding the truth, will shake the foundation of typical fitness and training regimen. The point is that the muscle have the capacity to be either addicted to carb or in very strong but very, very short endurance, or addicted to fat fuel, actually, but very weak, okay, the type 1. But guess what? There's a muscle fiber type which can be excellent in both. Actually, can have all the advantages and no disadvantages. There's evidence to that. It's not a secret. However, what's not fully evident is the ability of the body to go farther and farther to develop a super muscle type, come of a super family, generated out of the fast type 2A muscle, which I think it would just take time, as usual, you know, for scientists, another 15 or 20 years, some people will realize, oh my God, I mean, yes, there is an evidence that it could do. And why don't we see it in typical humans? Because we are missing certain kind of elements. We can have muscle with super mitochondrial capacity. That means the mitochondria is the organelle in the cell that utilize fat. And fat under anaerobic condition, that means extreme condition when you really feel the burn and the lactic acid, you shift from aerobic into anaerobic condition. At that point, one molecule of glycogen will generate hardly 3 molecules of ATP. One molecule of fat will generate 96 molecules of ATP. That's 30 times more energy under anaerobic condition. Just to understand, the muscle also have a mechanism to be very efficient in utilizing fat fuel. We have such kind of high-octane fuel, the highest octane fuel in the muscle, it's called IMTG, intramuscular triglycerides. Many of you maybe don't know that. I mentioned it before. Hey, why don't you just find the right tips, the right tricks, the right method to exercise properly and start to convert your body to a most powerful, beyond normal human fat-burning machine that can do it. It doesn't require much time. In fact, it requires less time. The exercise is very intense, but you need to know how to do it. And the point is this. I wrote a whole book about this. No point that I'm going to start talking about everything and all the exercise. Maybe down the road when you come with some question, we can address a few kind of exercise. But I do want to talk about the nutrition part as well. And I can tell you one thing. That one way that people are dieting and exercise is by doing crash diet. I saw it even with bodybuilders. They suddenly stop eating. They reduce calories. That's because the primitive thinking in Muscle and Fitness magazine is that calories is everything. You either eat more calories and do the calculation, 30% more calories, and then you gain muscle, or you reduce calorie by 30 to 50%, and then you're going to lean down. Marty, what's your opinion about this crash diet?
I don't know if most of the audience is probably been exposed to a family member, or maybe they themselves. People who crash diet inevitably end up as miniaturized versions of their old fat self. In other words, even though someone might lose from 300 pounds down to 200 pounds, they still appear fat. And the reason is because they are still fat. Crash dieting kicks in the primordial starvation resistance mode, and what happens is that the body will burn more muscle than fat as the body seeks to hang on to its precious fat reserves. Fat is like money in the bank, and when the body senses starvation, it will do anything and everything to hang on to that body fat. So you see these obese people who go on these starvation diets, these 800-calorie diets, often these diets are recommended by medical institutes like Duke University or the Mayo Clinic, where they bring the fat people in, they put them on starvation diets, and yeah, they lose body weight, but the problem is that they're losing so much muscle that they end up looking just as bad as when they started, just lighter. So I think that's a phenomenon, Ori, that you address in great detail in the Warrior Diet.
Thank you, and thank you for explaining, I call it the prune effect or the raisin effect. People should never look like prunes. Give me a break. You should never look gaunt with all the skin hanging around you and look sick and people think, what's going on? Are you sick or something? No, a lean person should look vibrant, healthy, and powerful. That's how human used to be. We're writing out this book about the Spartan. There's evidence that these people were small and skinny, but amazingly powerful. The Spartan carried 80 pounds of armor on himself and used to fight for hours. By the way, I said it before, that again, break the theory. The evidence, historical evidence, show that Macedonian, Spartan, Greek, and Roman used to fight with heavy armor, small people, 152, 154 pounds, some of them 125, 135 pounds, with 80% armor, 80-pound armor, for hours. The gladius, the Roman sword, is relatively light, but the Spartan sword is relatively heavy. So, hey, you hit 8 to 10 pounds of a sword, 8 pounds of a sword, 10 pounds of a shield, where you push other people and grapple, and not really grapple, actually it's a hit and duck and push and pull. All these moves with 80 pounds on your back for hours, that showed that they had different muscularity than powerlifter or bodybuilder.
Wasn't that the inspiration for the controlled fatigue training?
Absolutely, 100%. Thank you. That was definitely an inspiration, because it's a lesson from history that we can have super muscularity with amazing metabolism. Finally, evidence show, talking about exercise and nutrition again, that if you exercise properly and eliminate this old lady punches, or eliminate this slow aerobic, or walking around the block as an exercise, or gardening as an exercise. If you really exercise properly, if you stop isolating body parts or do mechanically one move forever and count how many reps you can do, if you train smart, amazing thing happen when you combine the right performance capability, especially strength and speed. Amazing things happen.
And
the body starts to degrade unnecessary muscle fiber.
Now, Ori, what you're really preaching is reconfiguring muscle fiber.
It's a key element here, and the reconfiguration of muscle fiber, the supermuscularity, is a result. The goal is to understand, first of all, how to train and to eliminate negative fitness impact. Eliminate yourself for building a very weak, maybe endured body, a weak body that can only, again, can only wash dishes and walk and pose in front of a mirror, and also eliminate this thick, strong, but very, very short endurance body that have no circulation to the muscle, can lift maybe 300 pounds one time, and then after that cannot even move. We have to eliminate this negative, because both examples, these humans are not good survival. It's fair game to be a champion athlete, lift 300 pounds, and then go home and rest a week, or decide my main goal is survival. I'm not here to just score. I'm here to sustain my strength. It's a total different approach, and that's what I'm trying to bring over. But let's go back to nutrition.
What is going on with nutrition? Why is it that many people fail to lose weight with the nutrition? Obviously, there are a few obstacles that needs to be addressed. But one of them, on the general point of view, is the following. I mean, listen, this is part of the vision. That's what Marty mentioned, and I'd like to mention it clearly here. The key element for your success is not winning in one segment like less lose body fat or less lose weight. The key element is to reach one thing, physical transformation. Your body is absolutely programmed to better survive by physically transforming itself from a slow metabolite to a fast metabolite. I know it's not regular textbook. I know this is not what you read. You read actually the opposite. Are you fast metabolite or slow metabolite? Because if you're slow metabolized, we're going to give you this light shakes and everything because your metabolism is totally screwed. Poor you. We'll feed you with some garbage, chemical tasted shakes that you can take in order to keep your metabolism low, but you depend on us and spend money on us until you lean down, and then obviously we'll know you gain the weight back, so we'll give you the same garbage again. Or if you're fast metabolized and still carry belly fat, then we just bounce you and beat you on the gym forever to get nowhere. The truth is that neither of them is true. The truth is that you're pre-programmed in your body to go through a true physical transformation when your muscle composition is changed. Even your fat composition can change. There are fat which are resistant to fat burning, and there are fat cells which are accepting fat burning. There are fat cells which are very big and resistant, usually around belly, but there are certain kind of genes which, are, if activated properly, can turn around the composition of your fat cells from this high, big, fat-resistant into slow, more, and more responsive to adrenaline and fat burning. This is a very interesting phenomenon. So where do we stand? We stand in a point that we, first of all, need to decide, okay, I want to do it the hard way. Guess what? The primitive way. In fact, almost the old-fashioned, not just old-fashioned like a few years ago, 10 years ago. I'm talking the almost primordial way, the way we are programmed, the most primitive way to transform our body from an inadequate metabolite, from an imbalance, from weak and dysfunctional survival negative designed muscle into something which is a survival positive a muscularity with better efficiency to utilize, especially fat fuel and carb fuel, is something that actually generate more energy, something that give you overall health and power and the leaning down impact. So again, I'm going a little bit around, but I would like to talk now about the nutrition. And here's the key. I think Marty, we both, and I talked to you, Brandy, too, we discussed before the important element of primitive. I just want to remind you that Marty actually came with an amazing book, which is any day going to be on the stand. It's called The Purposefully Primitive. You can learn a lot about how people achieve physical excellence in different kind of people and clash of opinion. But the idea of purposefully primitive is that there's something amazing, wise, and evident, proven effective in all primitive methods that lead into physical transformation.
Well, we're getting ready to go into the second break, so we're going to follow that note right after we come back. Thank you for listening to The Warrior Within.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, I believe we are in the third segment. Time is running by. This is kind of a technical show, so I'll try to be more simple now, but I think you should understand that's what this show is about here. We don't take prisoners. As you can see, we don't have these commercial companies with redundant messages and degraded product that we need to kiss their ass when we talk. We want to give you the really whole truth about fitness, diet, and human survival. And also, yes, about virility, sexuality, and everything else. We are waiting for your questions, obviously, and I'm unfortunately receiving the vast, vast majority in the form of an email after the show and even days after the show, but that's fine. We will address everything that you ask for. I want to take the opportunity, we're going to talk now soon about the nutrition for weight loss, okay? But I want to take the opportunity to mention a couple of things. First, I'm receiving so many emails, and unfortunately I cannot answer everything. I can tell you from the emails that I receive, I noticed over the last few years a phenomenon that some of them are coming with questions, some of them that really doesn't even deserve the time. These are people who didn't even bother to read the book, but they come with questions that address on the front of the book. And I'm trying to do my best to answer people. We got the radio, and I'm doing my newsletter. But I can tell you that many of you are dedicated warriors. Many of you are people who are physically active, absolutely dedicated to excel. And this is the kind of people that I'd like to put my time on and help you any way that I can possibly. You deserve it. Men and women who are dedicated to better survive today and reach physical and mental excellence. So we are open, I think, and announce it. It's going to be a new service. It's called Warrior Elite. And Warrior Elite is going to be a membership site, which is going to open very soon. It's going to be only for a limited amount of people, because I'd like to have the ability to control, answer personal priority emails. We're going to do closed circle teleseminar live when you can come with your personal question and get it. I mean, it saved many people the expenses and the hustle. Also, people can integrate with each other. This is going to be, I believe, the best website possible for those who are interested in the highest cutting-edge information about survival, wellness, and especially how to reach mental and physical superiority. The information is there. I believe in it. They will get many other benefits, including first access to workshops discounts on everything from product to the workshops and seminars, even one-on-one. I can tell you this is the way to do. So we're already doing pre-registration. If you are interested, go to warriorelitemembers.com. It's still not there, but you can pre-register because, again, it's a limited capacity. I have one more announcement in the end of the show when we talk now about the nutrition. But let me just move it to the nutrition now. And I want to tell you that all the Warrior Elite will get also this special report, high-end special report exclusively, because I really want to give those guys the opportunity to share with us this amazing information that our people don't. This is not a mass production. Warrior Diet is not really a typical mass production. Yes, the radio show is right now, as far as Brandy, right? Brandy is like ranked on the top of Voice America. Yeah. It's going up. Literally, and the appeal of the Warrior Diet worldwide is growing. But the Warrior Diet is about retribal. It's about small group of people, eye to eye. When you come to train here in the weekly workshop that you do, you train with me, I train with you. I look at your eyes, I'll take the challenge, and so is my certified. I just also want to announce you now that we are opening the first time something that I always wanted to do and people ask me to do. It's going to be in a few weeks. We're going to open a Warrior Survival Self-Defense. I'm going to do it with a guy who is a great warrior himself, certified, Dimitri Therius, who is certified on Jeet Kune Go. He is an original, he is educated and certified on the original school of Bruce Lee. And but this is not going to be typical martial art. It's going to be about the same very exercise that I'm speaking about, but with developing more attention towards self-defense move, fighting capacity, even fleeing capacity, and definitely over time developing the skill for self-defense in the most effective way. This is not a sport. This is all developing the skill that human beings should have, men and women, particularly men, but also women. Now, let's go back to the nutrition. For the self-defense, we should call 818-342-1927 to register. It's still not fully on the website, but it's already happening. For those who are interested, here in California, it's going to be in Woodland Hills. Now, back to the nutrition. We talked before about the most effective nutrition for human. The most effective nutrition for human is the same nutrition that, unfortunately, I know it don't sound politically correct, that fits gorillas and chimpanzees. Yes, there's no mistake about it. If you want to go back to where humans have adapted most, go to the creature that saved 98% of our homology. And let me ask a question. Marty, did you ever see a gorilla who is obese? I mean, in all the gorilla in the world in the history, not even one. Not even one female. Hey, nothing. And they can get fat like us. Believe me, they have the genes.
Well, why is that, sir?
Because they eat like gorillas. That's why. And we eat like fat people should eat. We eat like farm animal, like pigs. They eat like gorillas. And instead of us eating like gorillas, we eat like pigs.
Well, actually, I think if we ate like pigs, we'd probably be doing better than if the pig had to eat at McDonald's.
Well, you know what? That's a good question. I think it deserves a study. I think it deserves a study.
At least the pigs aren't pasteurized and poisoned.
Yeah, putting pigs on McDonald's, I think somebody who's going to do it is going to be sued for animal cruelty.
Yes.
So I think we should leave it alone. I like animals. I don't eat pigs. I don't eat cows. I'm not saying that I'm asking you not to eat meat. Many of you are meat eaters. I personally don't eat meat, mostly because I love animals, and it's going beyond the issue. But also, I do believe that red meat today is simply not for human consumption. It's just not a good thing. Maybe once in a while you can tolerate it. It doesn't give you the benefit that it used to, and it never was fully, we never fully adapted for that. And coming back to the subject, Marty, did you ever see a gorilla or heard about a gorilla eating meat? It never happened. These most powerful creatures, yes, they can utilize meat the same as we do. But they both, all the primates, all the apes, are missing enzymes, certain kind of enzyme that tigers and canines have and other predators. They miss the enzyme that convert rotten, degraded meat protein into live protein, D protein into L. They miss this enzyme, and so we do. So the only way we can eat meat is to guarantee fresh, which we don't have right now, and obviously should ideally come from grass-fed, because the fat composition of grass-fed meat is much, much superior to the regular meat, even the organic one, okay? But let's go back. What's the ideal diet? The ideal diet is very simple. I'm not asking you to eat like gorilla. That means I'm not asking you to go now and check for leaves and climb on the trees and chew leaves, okay? This is not what I'm saying. I'm saying from the group food groups that wild apes choose, we should look, take a very good look at it and understand how much can we learn from this, because our ancestors have evolved over many thousands of years to develop this body which is programmed to this kind of nutrition program. And two things are we are programmed to. First of all, a certain kind of feeding cycle, we are night eaters. And second thing, we are programmed for food lower on the food chain. I said it many times before, so I don't want to be too redundant, but there's another element for those who are physically exercised. From some kind of a yet fully unknown reason, but there is a logic reason, okay, amazing thing happen on the body right after exercise, not before. I repeat, not before exercise, after exercise. After exercise, the body shift into a total, total different metabolic mode. First of all, there are certain kind of protein in the muscle and the brain which give the body the signal of rejuvenation. Exercise and good exercise, right, Marty, is a kind of trauma. It involves pain, it tear and crack muscle fiber, it involves pro-inflammatory compounds, and sometimes minuscule injuries. To recuperate, the body activates amazing, awesome forces that will heal and regenerate the tissues which have been hammered. In the brain, a similar process is happening. When the brain actually, certain kind of growth factors, BDNF, brain-derived growth factors, have shown basically to generate a new brain cell from stem cells, which is an amazing phenomenon. But how can it happen when you exercise on empty stomach? When you exercise on empty stomach, that's what really happened and reached maximum capacity. But amazing thing happened after the exercise. The body capacity now to utilize nutrients, particularly protein in the muscle, grow up by 400 up to 600%.
Okay, this is an important point, and I think that folks need to understand this, and that is that after a really serious traumatic training session, the body will absorb nutrients at 4 to 6 times the normal rate.
And we need to know how to take advantage of it fully. Let's discuss it on the last segment and move to the final, seal the deal with the nutrition.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, this is the last segment in show, so I'd like to be practical, and believe me, we'll address all your questions. Don't be disappointed if some of the things in between. Our weight loss program is right on the website and in all the books. I mentioned to you on the food choices, it could be always, you cannot go wrong with vegetables, you cannot go wrong with eggs unless you're allergic to them. You cannot go wrong with good fish, especially white catch. You can't go wrong with a combination of vegetables, beans, and fish. You just cannot go wrong if you switch from the more advanced high food chain grain like wheat into nuts, from car fuel to fat fuel. Check how it affects you. I can tell you it's amazing, the difference in virtually all people. Just make sure that you're not allergic to anything, and we show you in the book how to make sure that you create this database. Let's go back to recovery. It's a key element in physical transformation into building this muscularity that will increase your metabolism and enable you to lean down instinctively, naturally, without forcing it and doing it right. So the key element right now is that you have a window of opportunity that starts about right after exercise. Sometimes when exercise is too strenuous, too hard. Sorry for my accent. Oh, my God. Some words are not even coming out right. The point is this. If you train very hard and you feel the lactic acid, wait 30 minutes and then incorporate first recovery. The key for recovery is to shoot amino acid right to the muscle, right there. Don't wait. Don't start to eat steaks as a recovery. It's just not good enough. You want to have fast recovery. I know that in the past, what is coming evidently is that eggs, for example, is a primate food. Monkeys, I did a work years ago about the extinction of species. There was a certain kind of an amazing bird that was extinct simply because the monkey used to steal her eggs. Her name was Diatrima. She was huge. 35 million years, she dominated North America. She was extremely powerful. I think about 12 feet tall with powerful legs and amazing beak. She looked like a huge eagle. And nobody can beat her until the monkeys start to steal the eggs. Monkeys are egg eaters, and so are humans. We also do very well on marine food. And so I just give you some example. Why eggs? Well, eggs are fast assimilating. You know, if you drink today, you cannot use raw eggs. There are also other side effects of it. But the fastest assimilating protein is coming from dairy. There is no question that we are very, very efficient in utilizing dairy. That's the first food that we get as babies. Dairy is also not species specific. There's evidence that a canine can basically get the milk of humans and Vice versa, a human can get a milk of a canine or a tiger or whatever it is, or a horse or a cow or a sheep or a goat. Some of them are better than others. The point is, they are fast assimilating. We produce, but you need other compounds. You need anti-inflammatory compounds. You need naturally occurring vitamins. You need everything, all the nutritional cofactor that the body really needs for full assimilation and recuperation. You can't just shoot amino acids. It's just not going to work. So we created this new organic warrior milk. It is the best thing that, not that I produce or we produce, that ever been produced and maybe ever been produced. I don't think I can myself ever surpass this. This is the highest end quality possible. We produce our own dairy. You feel the aroma. The taste, Marty, right? The taste is just addictive.
Yeah, the taste is terrific, and the stats are terrific also. For every serving, you get 120 calories. In addition, you're getting 18 grams of just the highest possible biologic value protein.
And it has no sugar added. And I want to tell you quickly, we basically sold out the first batch in a couple of days, and thank you for your response. But don't be discouraged if there is a little bit delay. We have an emergency batch coming this Friday. This is something that you would never, ever believe exists in the area of sport nutrition. The only thing I can compare it really is a total gourmet, kind of good vanilla ice cream, but the body doesn't recognize it definitely as an ice cream. It recognizes it as the best nourishment that you can feed your muscle right after exercise or as a snack at any time to really take advantage of your exercise, seal the deal, help your body physically transform itself, and build this kind of result that you want to achieve. I'd like to do a few other announcements quickly. We most likely will stop production of our bars. I didn't want to share it up to now, but I have to say there was serious increase in cost up to now. The bar did not make profit for us. We sponsor it. I know how much you like it. It's one of the biggest bestsellers. People buy these boxes. They cannot get such a good, all-natural bars and with such a quality, nourishing quality, and taste any other place. However, for us, it's not a good business, and I'm struggling right now because I'm basically sponsoring the cost. A good bar like this should cost about $3 per bar. It's the highest end possible. And yes, I know if you go outside and you can find bars that even cost more than $3. But my business is not just to overpump prices. I just need to survive with this bar. So we just came with fresh batches. Our graham cracker is extremely popular. We're going to keep providing it for a while. But I'm considering now shutting it down. I may keep a limited production only for Warrior Elite. This is not something that is a business for me. I'm just sponsoring our dedicated guys who really want to go to the gym with something viable and good. So we have right now bars. They are still fresh for those who really want to do it. I will figure out together with you guys if we want to continue this or stop the production of the bars, but we still continue with everything else that we provide you, the service, the shakes, and everything else, okay? As for the rice, many people ask about the rice germ. Obviously, it tastes good, extremely nourishing. Well, we're sold out, but I'd like to know, all our warrior milk shakes, the regular one and the organic one, are 30% rice germ. This is a very expensive material, as you know. It's stabilized, and it gives all the nutritional cofactors, naturally occurring vitamin A, naturally occurring vitamin B, naturally occurring all the tocotrien, the highest bioactive vitamin E, and anti-inflammatory compounds. All this, plant sterols to support your testosterone and hormones, is there too, and progesterone. It's absolutely a superfood. 30% of the shake is made. You don't even feel it, but it's there. The taste is like good vanilla ice cream, isn't it, Marty?
Oh, it's delicious. Right?
Yes. So the point is this, we are doing total renovation on the company. It's cost a lot, it's hard, but that's why we're dedicated to keep improving. I'm moving the company now gradually into total green, total organic. Whatever that we do is great and chemical-free, but my last step is now producing my own dairy, moving gradually into organic. All the shakes are great, including the old warrior milk, let me tell you. So here's the facts now. The old warrior milk sold out, never will be produced again. There is a new warrior milk, and anyone who would try it will see the difference. The new warrior milk is not just organic and has other nutrients, it also has no sugar added, and nobody even knows that there is no sugar added. The meal replacement is out of circulation and never come back again. Instead, we have the other warrior milk, which is no sugar added. It's still a very good deal on the other warrior milk. You can definitely get it pretty cheaper, not the organic one, the other one. Those of you who are interested in more details, please email to us. We'll meet again on the next show. And thank you for everybody. And thank you, Marty. Thank you, Brandy.
You're welcome.
Always.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.